Welcome back to the Love in Dubai show. We go live every weekday morning on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. It is another day of major cleanup here in Dubai. We are now making headlines worldwide for the unprecedented storm that took place on April 16th, and we're still coming to grips with the effects on the community. So many of you have questions over flights, public transport, should you go to work today, whether the streets are even clear, and we'll try and get those answered for you later in the show. I'm here solo, but we actually have Farah on Zoom beside me, so we're going to run through our top stories for you today.
So you guys, Emirates check-ins remain suspended until 9 a.m. today, supposedly.
We're talking about government workers and schools will work from home for the rest of the week.
And as well, I'm going to clarify, you know, the April 16th rains were not from cloud seeding. We're going to be talking all about that.
And insurance, what happens if your car has been damaged? We have exactly what you need to do to make sure you can make those claims. Hopefully you'll be able to. But so many questions coming in about flights, whether or not people can travel, how they can get to the airport. So let's just jump into our top story.
So as I've mentioned, just like how I have extended my work from home till today as well, Emirates check-ins remain suspended until 9 a.m. today. So Emirates has extended the suspension on passenger check-ins for Dubai departure until at least 9 a.m. on Thursday, which is today, as well, citing persistent operational difficulties stemming from adverse weather and road conditions, as stated on social media, which has been updated by the UAE carrier. Now, previously, we know that Emirates had declared the suspension of check-in services for Dubai departure until midnight on Wednesday. Travelers as well leaving Dubai were strongly advised against journeying to the airport before 9 a.m. unless they actually need to go to the airport. Emirates as well emphasized the importance for travelers to verify their booking timings and to refrain as well from heading to the airport if their booking falls before this specific time, as check-in services will not be available. Now as well, customers were highly impacted by the flight cancellations, and they were actually urged to contact their booking agent or even visit the Emirates website, because passengers were arriving in Dubai already in transit, where we'll continue to process with their flights. And as well, customers were actually told that they should expect delays with departure and arrival timings, and they were advised as well to, as I've mentioned before, to check in the website or even call, you know, like the airport, because it has happened to my sister once again, my cousin who was supposed to travel to London. There were flights that were allowed to actually go, but of course the priority was for people who were in transit. So this is like the, I would say, such big news to everyone who had travel plans. Let us know, are you guys safe, are you not?
Yeah, I think no one expected it to continue over the last few days, and we just have to give a huge shout out to everyone at the airport, everyone who works crew, the people working in the airport, because even getting there is tricky, and that's why they've had to cancel some of the flights. DXB also, so we have flights suspended until 9 a.m. today, check-ins. That could change, so we're going to monitor that situation closely. But also what DXB have done is they've tried to do a Q&A of the most asked questions, because even looking at the live through now, so many questions are coming through. If anyone has answers to the questions coming through, can you please add them? Because even in terms of like road situation, everything is evolving as quickly as we put out information. So if you have answers on roads and you can help the audience, we'd really appreciate you doing that. But some of the most common questions coming through DXB. First of all, I have a flight schedule. Should I go to the airport? If you're traveling today, should you go? They say, please only come to the airport if your airline has confirmed the departure of your flight. So if you booked a ticket a couple of months ago, that does not mean you're getting on the flight today. Only go if you check today and it's been confirmed. Other questions like, my flight has been diverted. How do I get to DXB? I checked in my bags, but my flight was rescheduled, cancelled. When will I get my bags back? They say their baggage handling operation has been disrupted due to the weather. We're working closely with our service partners and airlines to get your bags as soon as possible. The question on everyone's lips is DXB open? DXB is open, but with limited flights departing and arriving, we urge you not to come to the airport unless absolutely necessary. So please check. They're also talking about the food there. You know, what is the service? Because the reality is, like, how are they getting food to the airport if people can't use the roads? All the questions are answered there on the Twitter.
100%. We have a family friend who was supposed to travel yesterday, but got stuck on the way for literally 3 hours. And as he had reached, the flight was like taking so long to actually, you know, like, because he had called, but no one has given him an answer. And then he had gone, he stayed for like 3 hours on the way. And not only did he stay for 3 hours on the way, he even, towards like the end, he stayed for 2 more hours in the airport and he got really hungry and there was not enough food. So he just like had to, I would say, fill himself up with like chips and chocolate. And I mean, honestly, this is giving like COVID 2020 vibes. Even yesterday, like, you know, like the roads are really empty, but they are blocked and no one's allowed to actually cross certain roads. The metro was closed as well. My sister, which I've mentioned yesterday, she had a turnaround because she is cabin crew, but because of the weather conditions, they had switched it from being a turnaround, which means she goes and comes back, to a layover where she has to actually stay in the country. Of course, this is all for her safety. So as much as we are sad that she is not here, but we are happy that she, it's all the time better to be safe than sorry. And this is the situation. Even as I've mentioned yesterday, even my cousin was supposed to go back to London yesterday, but so far they have given the priority to the people who were in transit. So she was not able to travel. However, she's expecting to travel on Monday.
Well, like TBC, I just think, for example, for your cousin who went to the airport yesterday and had made the call but couldn't get through, we need to acknowledge what an extreme event this is. We saw more rainfall than we've seen ever in climatic history in this country. And although people are we know people are working 24-hour days, if the phone isn't answering, if the phone isn't picking up, it's probably a sign that your flight may not be going. And that's why the airline has said, do not travel. They use not in caps locks. Yeah. Do not travel to the airport unless your flight is confirmed online. And we just have to understand the ecosystems of like food at airports. How's the food coming into the airport if the flights aren't going? The roads are blocked. I went to the supermarket last night and the fresh meat section was totally empty because understandably, how is the food getting to the supermarket? So as people, I think we have to do as best as we can. Government workers are staying at home. School workers are staying from home. I know some people are trying to get to work today because they're onshore. Don't leave unless you absolutely have to. It seems to be, we have some updates on the roads, but it seems to be the main roads are still mainly affected. Someone on Al Khail today's Al Khail Road said today that people are standing on cars still. It's going to take more than a day or two to clean this. We have to trust in the system, trust that the authorities are doing the very best. But if the phone isn't picking up at the airport and you're not sure, your flight is not special. They're trying to get the transit people through first. Check-ins still aren't happening. So there's a big question mark over what's going to happen today with flights, but we just have to really trust that they're doing all that they can with the manpower that they can. And we just have to sit back and just deal with it as humans. You know, like, it sucks, but it's just the reality that we're facing. And at least if you have electricity in your home and if your home wasn't flooded, you're in good shape.
100%, you know, and the thing is, like, as well, the fact I would understand why if someone who's going to go to the airport would kind of like be in denial of it.
Yeah.
Because this is, as you said, is the biggest, I would say, storm rain that has happened in the UAE so far since I have read yesterday, since 1947, I believe. And it's like kind of like, I wouldn't, if I can put a word to describe it, it is literally immaculate. It's huge, it's grandiose at this point. But as you said, if the phone is not picking up, that's a no. And it's, as I've said as well before, it's better to be safe than sorry. But I would understand because my cousin just like had to go all the way to the airport because she has her university, she's pursuing her master's, which is as well kind of like a tricky situation for like she's in London, and I don't know if her university would really understand if she would miss a class or two. However, it is
I
what
mean,
it is. I
the
mean,
story
everything
is
happens
true, but
for.
the story is making international headlines. You know, we've been covered by the New York Times. It's been covered in international publications. There's an extreme weather event. We're dealing with the aftermath of that, and I think you'll get a day or two if needed from your university because we've been like
100%.
you show them the tweets from DXB Airport that say do not travel unless absolutely necessary. As humans, we need to understand what is absolutely necessary.
That's true. And as well, you
Family
know, as
concerns, if you know if there's an immediate health concern in your family, I would deem that absolutely necessary. But people need to make a call on that themselves.
100%, 100%. You know, at the end of the day, you know, there is like they have canceled the flights and the roads are, I would say, blocked and everything has been blocked anyway, whether you're flying or even driving to work. And it's all for a reason. It's for the safety of everyone, literally everyone. So just like as you said, you know, you should make the call yourself and whether you would want to drive and risk your life. Your life because like the roads are really literally blocked. Some of them are still filled with water. And even if you would want to fly at this point, if you can make the call yourself, as you've mentioned, Casey.
Okay, let's jump into our next story. We have an update on what's happening with government workers, schools, work from home.
So government workers and schools will be from home for the rest of the week. Now it has been announced that schools and government employees will continue to be remote till the end of the week. Now the announcement comes in line with the weather conditions and the damage it has done over the past couple of days. Now initially, remote work and distance learning has been announced on April 16th, but has been extended through today and then later has been extended as well to till the end of the week. Of course, as we've mentioned, this is all for the safety of everyone. Because while if you would look outside, it is actually giving COVID 2020 vibes, the roads are completely empty. Even the malls, by the way, I wanted to go to the mall yesterday. My dad has gone because I wanted to go to Carrefour. He got stuck and he just like showed us how like the shelves are empty, as you mentioned earlier with our Emirates story. If no one's actually going and coming and delivering things, how will the supermarkets and how will restaurants be filled with like food and all of these essentials that we need? So everyone has been working from home, schools, work. Employees, even if the roads are empty, does not necessarily mean that it is safe. It is blocked for a reason. And just stay home at this point. Just trust in the process and choose, I would say, safety first. It's better to be safe than sorry for the second time.
Yes, it is. And I would just like to give a massive shout out to the KHDA for announcing on Tuesday that schools will be closed because we posted today or yesterday that schools were going to close and they'll continue distance learning for Thursday and Friday. And there's some people in the comments talking about school fees. So they're basically saying, you know, really schools have to decrease prices, basically because distance learning comes into play. It can come into play quite regularly. So they're questioning the education they're paying for their kids. Now, the KHDA will see these comments, but they have to make these effective decisions. And on Tuesday, if they hadn't said, like, no one saw, like, we saw that the weather was going to be bad, but no one saw to this extent. And if they had said, go to school on Tuesday, and we saw the drama unfold throughout the day, could you imagine what would have happened if the school buses were trying to get home? So the decisions that they took are so much for the kids' safety. And it's not an easy decision. I think we need to understand that, you know, work from home, it sounds like it's a great thing for teachers, students, like a lot of people are celebrating. It's difficult, but a lot of people love it, right? But the decision that businesses and the government takes, it's not an easy decision to do it, but they do it for safety. And that's the only reason, whether it's when the weather was expected to make sure that we don't have truckloads of school kids on the roads in intense storms, and in the aftermath, because they understand that the roads need a lot of fixing up. So I just think a massive shout out to the KHDA for making those effective decisions, even if it's not the most popular decision to some parents.
I mean, it is understandable why parents would not like it when the kids are actually learning from home, because as a child, you would grasp on the information more when it's a face-to-face interaction with the teacher at school. However, of course, you know, like I understand the frustration from the parents' end, but I think parents as well sometimes do tend to maybe not take a look at it from the perspective of if your child is in a bus and the bus, I don't know, like let's say, God forbid, is stuck on the road due to the situation, you know what I mean? Would you rather have that or actually have your kids learn from home? So I do understand the frustration from both ends.
Yeah.
But of course, as well, like I think as parents, it is all the time way better to trust in the country, trust in the KHDA's decision, because this decision does not come out of nowhere. Of course, it's a good decision for, by the way, even I might just like right now say that this is a good decision for even workers, but even for employees and people who work, I mean, I don't know, I don't want to speak in like in a general form, but for me, I would rather, much rather be in the office interacting with my colleagues rather than on, you know, on the internet or WhatsApp. Because first of all, like creating like one-on-one conversation or one-on-one interaction is just like avoids a lot of misunderstandings and just like gives a clear understanding of what the thing that you or the other person wants to, you know, get to.
Yeah, you made a really good point there, Farah, about it's really easy to say, you know, great job, KHDA, but if you're a parent sitting at home with four kids and they're distance, and they're distance learning and you're ripping your hair out, it's a whole other story. So there is two sides to that story for sure. But let's jump into our next story. This was a question that a lot of people asked, like, what caused the rain? We know that the UAE does cloud seeding, so was it the cause of cloud seeding? We want to put a categorical big no stamp on that. The April 16 rains were not from cloud seeding. You know, we have an update from the UAE weatherman. We actually had him here on the show. He's a prominent, he runs a prominent weather update page in the country. And he posted a statement to clarify the concerns. And he confirmed that this was all natural and not a cloud seeding project. He said, the page itself, it gave the scientific explanation. It happened to atmospheric instability. So yes, while cloud seeding does happen in the UAE, it did not cause the April 16 rains. It was entirely natural.
100%, and I even have made a TikTok about it if people have not seen it. Everyone was like, oh my God, this is cloud seeding. Even honestly, I was a victim of that rumor itself, because as you mentioned earlier, Casey, is that we know that, you know, the UAE has oftentimes, you know, been involved in cloud seeding, of course, to have rain, because the weather in the UAE and the climate in the UAE is technically it's a very dry climate. It's hot. Mm-hmm. So it's very rare to rain in the UAE, or when it rains, it does not rain in a way that it has rained over the past couple of days. But the NCM actually as well confirmed that they want to put an end to all of the rumors, because they are saying that this is not cloud seeding, and it has come all the way from Saudi Arabia and as well expanded to Oman and Iran and so on. I've made a TikTok explaining all of that, you know, and but they even called it Al-Hadir storm, if you guys don't know. So it is all natural and it's NCM confirmed.
Thank you so much for that. And I think it's good to answer that question and put those concerns to rest. Could I just say a quick hello to everyone in the comments jumping in? People are asking questions like, is this road open? Is this road open? So if you have those answers, do respond to them. Thank you to N1 Gonzalez, who said, do not try to come from Murdiff to DIFC. You will need to turn back and get stuck. We have different kind of, some of the main arteries are open, but then it's patchy in areas. So for example, Sheikhzayed Road is open, but patchy in areas. Al Khail is affected. 311 is open, but it has tailbacks. And it looks like between E311 and Dubai South roundabout and Expo Road in the direction of Dubai is still closed. So it's kind of a dynamic movement there on the roads front. But if anyone can answer any of the questions in the comments, we'd be so grateful. Google Maps says one thing, it'll say it'll take you 40 minutes, but in fact, you get there and you're told to turn around. We've had reports of people going backwards up, backwards, turning around and coming back. Help me with this phrasing. Going straight, you're going on a one way and you have to come back that one way because you can't get over, and you know the roads are just impassable. So if people are able to answer the questions in the comments, we'd be very grateful. We're going to jump into our final story of the day. Big question mark about insurance. What do you do if your car, if your home has been damaged? So we have a report from Amin Rad, who is a lawyer here in the UAE. He gave advice to residents on how to deal if your insurance was caught in the rain. It's very simple, but we hope your insurance is in your favor. So what you need to do is you take photos, you send them to Dubai Police website, you get a to whom it may concern certificate, which means you don't need to take the car to the police station. However, this may differ in other Emirates. Whether you get your money back will completely rely on your individual insurance agreement. Check the T's and C's. Check if you have an act of God or a natural calamities clause or something similar in that wording. And then finally, one other stipulation to look out for is your car may be insured for flooding when the car is parked, but not if you drove into the floods. And I don't know about you, but a lot of us have been taking these floods head on. You see other cars in front of you, they're able to do it. But if you drive into a flood, your car may not be covered if it got stuck versus whether it was parked. So there's a stipulation there you might want to check. But we've seen the level of damage to homes and cars. And we're truly sorry to just local homeowners, business owners who've been impacted. We know that it's not an easy time for you. And hopefully we have our fingers crossed for you that your insurance will help you in some way.
I mean, at this point, all I can think of what has been all over my TikTok is that the only one who's benefiting from all of the situation is Alfred. Because remember Alfred, the insurance guy, I mean, at this point, if you guys have your cars under insurance, or even, by the way, your houses and businesses under insurance, then you are good to go. But either way, you know, the police are always there to help you no matter what, whether it's insurance or not. Of course, you know, the rain and the storm has caused a lot of damage, and it was one of the biggest rains that has, I would say, passed on the UAE in general. So, I mean, if your car is under insurance and so on, you will for sure be benefiting. And if not, as well, I can assure you that the police will be there to help.
Exactly. Guys, that brings us to the end of our show today. If you're just tuning in, you'll find this on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and X, and also in podcast format, wherever you get your podcast from. We'd really appreciate you subscribe there. That would mean so much to us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Farah, I don't know if I'll see you tomorrow. So stay safe and I'll see you maybe tomorrow or maybe Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.